Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
She went for a walk with her dog. It's a little old dog. You know, the black or dark colored dog that's just smoked with a gray snout. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And salt and pepper throughout.
Sure.
And they got into a battle. Here it is.
A woman in Seminole County is describing a close encounter with a black bear near her house. She says she was walking her dog when she came face to face with the animal in the Markham Woods area. She tells News 6 reporter Catherine Silver she is thankful she can tell her story and hopes it will help others.
At front doors and in driveways, bears are often seen in the Sylvan Lake Reserve neighborhood. But what happened when Kristen Savage was walking her dog Friday night?
It looks like an old muffin.
Mm-hmm. Kind of does.
Oh, little bud.
Bingo, my dog, and I were walking this direction.
Is not so common.
Right here on the sidewalk.
You were almost home.
This is the exact spot Savage says she encountered a bear.
I was looking for the bird in the tree, and then I see a black thing come at my leg, and I thought it was an off-leash dog at first, and then I realized it was a giant bear head, and she went across for Ringo, and I just pulled him away, and eventually I had him hanging in the air, dangling around.
What?
On the leash,
yeah. On the leash.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, I see why she did it. It's not by the neck. It has one of those shoulder harnesses, but in my mind, she's swinging it around like the old joke about how does a blind man look around with a seeing eye dog.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great joke. Like a,
I never heard that.
Oh, yeah, you haven't? Yeah, that's a good joke.
Why did the blind guy go into the JCPenney's, that's how old the joke is, and start spinning his dog around in the air? Sir, what are you doing? I'm just having a look around.
Come on. More.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore that I can say.
It's good stuff. Yeah, this dog is little, though. I mean, it probably 15, 18-pound dog, maybe shin high.
Yeah.
Like, it's just below her knees, you know? Like, it's not a big dog.
Yeah, it really is Muffin 2.0, mm-hmm. You know?
That's Moldy Muffin.
I know.
Leash, so I had him up in the air like this, and she would chase him, so I was spinning in a circle, and that's when I spun around so many times I fell and got my leg cut up pretty good.
Those cuts and bruises are still healing, and Ringo is somehow okay. Savage says
that dog is so old, he may not have known it happened.
No.
I love dogs, but they do get to a point where they're like, I can smell if there's food, that is all.
Mm-hmm. It says it was over within minutes.
I had remembered my mom, she lives right down the street, just stopped and handed me a bag of cookies out of her windows for my kids. And when I remembered I had them in my hand, I took the bag and I whacked the bear across the face with it.
She ran to the front door.
With a bag of cookies? I guess.
I mean, whatever you have.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no.
Door.
I mean, what are you going to do? Say, not the cookies, and feed your hand.
She ran to the front door and the bear was seen walking away on her neighbor's security camera.
Dude, that thing is big,
right?
It's a good-sized bear, yeah.
I don't put blame on the bear. I'm sure she was just as scared as I was.
State wildlife officers say the number of bear interactions is actually decreasing in Seminole County. There were just over 300 calls last year.
I love when they're showing, while they're doing the story, they're showing B-roll from Ring cams of bears just walking up. And, like, I love when they hop up on their back legs and then they're just like, I'm a person, basically. And it's just looking in the window like, hey, let me in.
Year.
You guys were getting 600-700 calls coming from Seminole County 10 years ago.
At a meeting last month, they credited the decrease in conflicts to community efforts.
You guys did the hard lift of getting ordinances in place and getting money for garbage cans.
For Savage,
my brain was working the whole time thinking like, yeah, I'll get big. When I fell on the ground, that's when I blacked out.
Her story is a reminder of what can happen when you live with wildlife.
For now on, I will always carry something with me, an air horn, a whistle, something that, you know, will scare her off.
Bag of cookies. Maybe some brownies, cookies, Rice Krispie treats, a pet rabbit.
In Seminole County, Catherine Silver, News 6.
What's the
worst
run-in you've had with a wild animal where you actually might have been concerned?
Oh,
or have you had
that? Oh, yeah. When I was at Glacier National Park, I walked around this bend. I was heading to Grinnell Glacier, 11-mile hike. It was amazing. And one of the, it's like a curved horn ram or whatever they're called.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Called?
Bighorn ram.
Bighorn
or
ram.
Or bighorn sheep.
And it was within feet of me. And what's weird is when we were walking, I was with my ex-husband at the time, at these other people that I could see way down the trail just because of the way it bent, they were kind of waving at us. They were little teeny people being like, stop it, stop it, stop it. And I was
so
like,
they
what
saw
are,
it coming.
Are they waving at me? What are they doing? And when right. I turned that corner, that thing was from me to free beer. So if Ooh. You're not looking at, if you're not a fan, see it on the cameras right now, mm-hmm. it's within 6 feet.
Pretty close.
It was so scary. And then what you don't want to do in those moments is get above them because animals and wildlife tend to take the higher ground so they can be more of a threat. So if you do that to them, they're more likely to attack.
Oh.
So you're supposed to either just stand and hope that they move or you make a really loud noise to scare them.
Yeah.
And I'd forgotten hiking shoes, so I was in Chacos, which are like Jesus sandals. And I was just standing there like, this is where I die. This is where I die. And the whole time my ex-husband's just standing there like, what do we do? And he's like 10 feet down because, of course, he was prepared and had the right shoes on. And I was just like, bye forever. Right. And it ended up like running up this hill because they can go up steep,
right.
you know, right. mountains and stuff, no problem. But holy crap, this is the most scared I've ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. In my life.
I bet.
I've walked up on elk.
You had time to think this is where it ends.
Oh, yeah. And I have really cool pictures from that moment because, of course, my ex-husband was like, I got to get a picture of this. This is crazy. but I also walked up on a massive elk at the Grand Canyon.
That can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
Jeez. You don't think of an
huge.
Elk.
Yeah.
But. Mm-hmm. If it's mad or feels threatened.
I was just saying the same thing. Grand Canyon, elk.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Just like that, Howings. Yeah, you were within feet of it.
I was real close to that guy. There were about four of them then. And there was a sheep there, too, that everyone was kind of, he was right off the path. And we go, oh, but he wasn't aggressive. But, I mean, the one that startled me the most was probably this baby bunny in my garage. Oh, man, that guy really got me because he was next to a pile of leaves. And, you know, sometimes when you go to put your foot down on something and you realize something's amiss.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happened. I immediately realized something is under my foot. And mm-hmm. so I,
that's not
my
leaves.
Weight went completely wrong and I fell down and I screamed like a tiny girl. And I go, and I smashed into everything. I hurt myself. And then you look down and it's just this little bunny.
Like,
I go, oh my God.
When I was in like sixth grade, my dog, who was like a lab mix, his name was Zach. And he was a farm dog and he was really sweet. But at some point he developed a taste for woodchucks. And and there'd be a lot in the field in their little, you know, gopher holes or whatever. And I know, two different animals. But he would go out and try to get them in it. I didn't know. So he's in the garage barking and growling in their tool shed. And I go in there and I turn the lights on, but that only made it so you could see. It didn't make it so you could see well. You know what I mean? There's still shadows and everything everywhere. It's like four light bulbs for an 80 by 30.
Sure.
So it's not really enough. And we get to the back and all of a sudden I hear. And I'm like 4 or 5 Ooh. Feet from a woodchuck backed into a corner, bleeding from by its neck.
Oh no.
And it is mad. I ran like crazy. I was like Forrest Gump when they said, run, Forrest, run. The leg braces flew off. I was gone.
Yeah.
Then I ruined my sister's blanket. Just kidding. Just trying to be more like Forrest Gump. Steve, what about you? You run into the Jersey Devil?
No. Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
I wish. Yeah, I haven't had many big animal encounters.
Without looking at Tommy, let's all guess. Will Tommy have had a run-in with an animal?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Kelly? Oh, I certainly.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But it's going to be like a cow or something.
Yeah. Tommy.
Yo.
What's your biggest run-in with an animal that had you worried?
Oh.
Or have you never?
No, yeah, no. It was a cow. Which,
uh-huh.
How do you all know?
One time it was a behaving cow until it wasn't.
Yeah, is that like an interrupting?
Great Michigan behaving cow.
Tommy, is that like an interrupting cow?
Oh, don't do it.
Do what?
So one time
Moo.
I was...
Got him!
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, you never saw that one coming, did you?
Not in the slightest. Oh, man, he got me. Oh, no, I was milking a cow once and I didn't like it as much.
You were?
Yeah.
Was it a cow or a bull?
That was a cow.
Okay.
It was not.
Why didn't it like it?
I don't know.
Were you just hanging from him like you were Tarzan in the jungle?
Yeah, I didn't like when I bit it.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. They hate that.
Wild animal.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.